In a time when truth is censored, one name stands out. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, the relentless seeker of knowledge and defender of freedom. Explore groundbreaking findings at drtenpenny.com. Ignite your mind with riveting podcasts, explosive articles, research-driven substacks, webinars, ebooks, and more. In an era plagued by environmental toxins and vaccine-related exposures, Dr. Tenpenny has expertly crafted a selection of safe detox protocols that facilitate profound healing at a cellular level. It's time to cleanse, rejuvenate, and restore your body vitality. With heart damage on the rise, Dr. Tenpenny introduces nationwide ECP therapy to repair hearts and achieve optimal health. Seize the opportunity and embrace the wealth of resources, information, and health recommendations awaiting you at drtenpenny.com and become a Tenpenny podcast member to join our mission in the quest for uncensored truth, the health of our nation, and medical freedom.
Coming to you from Cleveland, Ohio. Can you believe it's October the 1st already? Makes me really sad. We've had such a fabulous summer here in Cleveland. It's been 70 to 75, maybe 80 degrees every day. Really sunny and just enough rain to keep everything green. And last night I was sitting outside, there was lots of stars out, and I was thinking, you know, it's almost October already, and it was really warm out last night and I really was enjoying it. So I hope that you will enjoy the last vestiges of summer wherever you are, and that, you know, soon the snow's going to be flying and it will be Christmas. Christmas is coming. So I know that a lot of you don't think about that, but you know, the stores are loaded with Halloween things because it is October, and then it's going to be Thanksgiving, then it's going to be Christmas, then it's going to be New Year's. And where did this year go? 2024 has just gone by in one of the faster years I can remember, it just cruising by. So I hope that all of you are enjoying, like I said, the last vestiges of summer. So I want to welcome everyone this morning. My name is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. This is my weekly broadcast called Morning Coffee with Dr. T, where we get together and we get to chat. We get to have open forum questions and answers. And I want you to know that you can ask any questions you want. There's nothing off the table. But make sure that when you ask your questions, that they are in a generic form for everyone. I can't answer specific health questions to specific people. This get-together is meant to be educational, but also meant to be fun. So think about it as just going at a local coffee shop. You know, usually when I do these, I've got coffee shop behind me with my green screen. Well, my studio downstairs has had some problems, and hopefully by Friday of this week, it will be fixed and I can go back downstairs and start doing my podcast. But for the last couple of weeks, I've had to just use my laptop computer upstairs and fiddle with the lighting and not really have the backgrounds that I wanted. But I'm hoping that it's more about the information and not what it really looks like. So I want to thank everybody for coming here today. I really want to just mention that, you know, Heather was talking about testing her water and knowing where clear water is, you know, and I watched a video yesterday morning. It was really short. It was actually a clip out of an interview that General Flynn was doing with Alex Jones. And he was talking about that he studied elections and he studied all the different things that have, you know, he studied our country. He's a student of history. And and he said that we've got, his position is that in the next 30 days that we are probably going to see some turmoil unlike anything that we've seen before leading up to Election Day. And he was telling everyone to prep and prepare. And I think that that our prepper course and what we've done with prepping and what is available on learningforyou.org online in terms of prepping courses. And I know that Matt has got some additional prepping things that he's going to be making available after the course closes next Thursday. So it's important to prep and get prepared for the next 30. And hold on one second.
Dr. T, I can play that 2-minute clip if you want.
Oh, yeah, I think that will be really good because I think it sort of says everything. It sort of tells people where we are. And then I've got some comments to make about that. So go ahead and play it, Cookie, please.
Let me know if you can hear this.
We are in a period where we're going to see such a level of desperation in these next 37 days. And I want people to understand that what you think you have been through already, you know, the last 8 years, what we are about to experience in these next couple of weeks, this next month plus, I think that it's going to blow the minds of people. I mean, I think we're going to see some things that we have not experienced as a nation. And as you said earlier, I actually feel very blessed to be alive right now because, I mean, I have studied our country. I have studied our founders. I've studied the warfare, the wars that we have been in. And I look at things and I say, God, you know, we're in the lead here. We have the momentum on our side. We have the mass of people on our side. We have the majority on our side. All we have to do is make the decision to get out of the bleachers, get onto the field, folks, and leave it all on the field in these next 37 days. Do not leave yourself with any excuses on the 6th of November by saying, well, I woulda, shoulda, coulda done something else. You do it now and do it for the next 37 days as hard as you can. That's why I'm out here in studio with Alex, because I'm traveling again around this country basically with the same message to get people fired up, to get people inspired, to give people hope, and to make sure that the American people understand that we are in a war right now. This is a, you know, intellectual, physical, emotional, and definitely a spiritual war. And I appreciate the fact that you, Alex, always bring the idea of faith back into this, because I think that people have to have faith in each other. We are facing a dark, soulless group of people, Marxists, that have no soul. They are dark-hearted. And their idea about the way the United States of America should be is without a constitution, you know, total control of the Supreme Court, total control of our lives, you know, own nothing, be happy, as Klaus Schwab has stated many times and written about in his book, The Great Reset, which I hate to even talk about it, but I want people to understand, you have to understand your enemy. You have to read their doctrine. You have to listen to what they say. And the fact that I'm sitting here and understanding what our enemy is trying to do, because when I say our enemy, you know, I hate to say that about somebody who is a American serving in our government, but these people are enemies of America.
They've hijacked.
You're muted, Dr. T.
So there you have it. I have to agree with him. I think that we are starting to see a series of things that are already happening. We sadly at midnight last night, the Gulf and East Coast port workers walked off duty and the strike began. All these things that are stored up, fruits and vegetables and boxes that would have normally gone to your grocery stores, are going to sit there and rot over money. And we've got so many people in this country that are hurting now from Hurricane Helene that went all the way up into North Carolina. And I don't know if many of you seen the pictures from some of those towns in North Carolina. There's nothing left. They're completely decimated, and I mean, completely gone. And so I know people are really, really hurting. And that's, I think, stage one has been that state, you know, weather manipulation that's already started. I think that, and so if you haven't bought food and prepared, like we've been talking about in our prepper course and what we've been talking about here for the last couple of months, please go and buy as much food right now as what your budget can afford. I mean, buy either frozen fruits and vegetables and have them stored, or buy fresh fruits and vegetables and freeze dry them or freeze them and store them. It might be a good time to buy a chicken and make fill up a whole pot of water and make some homemade chicken broth that you can freeze and put into your freezer. These are some, you know, simple sorts of things for planning ahead. And when you look at some of the devastating things that have happened in North Carolina and Tennessee, I look at those pictures and my heart just bleeds and goes out for them. You know, I listen to Z88.3, and you may have heard me talk about this radio station I came across this radio station 3 years ago when I was in Orlando. They broadcast out of Florida. They're an internet radio station. They also have an app. And I was going to a conference and staying at a hotel that was apart from the conference center. So every morning I was getting up and getting in an Uber and going to the conference center. And then I was getting in an Uber and going back to the hotel in the evening. And for 3 days, every Uber that I got in was listening to Z88.3, which is a Christian broadcast radio station with, you know, really good programming and really good radio hosts that they're funny and entertaining and thoughtful. And right now they're in the middle of their fundraiser. And last night when I was listening to the late night host, Alana, who's a very spiritual woman, and she said, you know, this may seem kind of weird that we're asking for money for our radio station to stay on the air. We've been on the air for 29 years and we're listener funded. And we just stay on the air because we do a fundraiser once a year to raise the money for our budget for the entire rest of the year. So they don't play radio advertisements. They don't have all the breaks every five songs and play, you know, 4 minutes worth of ads. It's listener funded. And Alana said last night, she said, you know, when you look at the devastation of what happened from Florida all the way up through Georgia, which you don't hear much about, all the way into Tennessee and North Carolina, which is just horrifying, it may seem not so good to be asking for money for our radio station right now, but what we're doing is we're really helping people in their time of need. And she's right. So I'm just giving them a little push here this morning. You can go to standwithyourz.com. And what they're asking for is $1 a day, which would be, you know, $365 one time or $30 a month. I love this radio station. I have it turned on from pretty much the minute I get out of bed in the morning till it's like the last thing I turn off before I go to sleep at night. I donated to them, and, you know, even though times are tough. And I think that it's really important to support people. If you've got people that are supporting rescue workers in North Carolina and Tennessee that have lost everything, they've lost their homes, their electricity and water, you know, donate to support them. It's times are tough for all of us. And with this dock worker strike that's just happened, times are going to get tougher. I mean, if we are literally to the point in another couple of weeks where our country is losing $1 to $5 billion a day in revenue, and all that food is just wasting away on docks and in trucks that can't, you know, trucks that can't move things. Store up on food, store up on batteries, get some extra water, do some things to plan ahead. And, you know, I mentioned this yesterday morning on a little video clip that I did, you know, think about Christmas. And I took some heat for that. But I'm still going to stay by that because, you know, people really only ever see like what's 2 inches in front of them. And so when it comes to be Christmas time and they go to start shopping for Christmas after Thanksgiving, and there's not much on the stores, on the shelves, and the stuff that's on the shelves is 3 times more expensive than it even is now. You know, planning and prepping is not only prepping for next week, it's prepping for next month and months ahead. And so if you can afford that, when you go to the store to get your groceries, or you go to Costco or BJ's or some of these bigger places that have groceries and they have retail, think about maybe starting to buy some things at today's prices before they become hyperinflationary in the next 2 to 3 months. That's all I really meant by that, was to encourage people to think ahead. And yes, you have to think ahead for water and batteries and all the things that you need right now in your life. But if you've got a little bit of extra time, you know, we make too much about Christmas presents. We make too much big deal about it. And maybe this is the year that you don't have Christmas in terms of presents, or you have one present in your family, in your household, and instead you have a nice meal, you sing Christmas carols, you read the Bible, you're just being together, and maybe you have one gift that you share. Because honestly, nobody needs anything. And 2 weeks after Christmas, unless you get something really spectacular, like a car or an engagement ring or a big expense, something of really magnitude, if somebody stopped you in the street 2 weeks after the holidays and said, so what'd you get for Christmas? And maybe you had 10 presents. How many could even think of one? nobody really needs anything these days. So, you know, put your money into families that have lost everything, into different things like that. Go to Z88.3 and go to standwithyourz.com. Maybe donate $20, $30. You don't have to make a big commitment, but every dollar will help there. And I love those people. And you may start when listening to it when you're, if you're working from home, they've got a great downloadable app that they support 8 different radio stations. You may want to support that and do those different, different things that are just important to your family right now. And think ahead, because when you think ahead, you plan ahead. You're not like suddenly shocked by what you can find and what you can't find. So I think it's really important to do that. So we're going to move on to some questions. Hopefully last week we didn't have a lot of Q&A. So this morning, I hope that we get a lot more Q&A. We've already got a couple of questions that I'm going to talk to and address. One is, says, good morning. My friend in her 50s got the flu shot yesterday. I didn't want it, but her family is bullying her. They live with their 88-year-old mother. I was thinking of giving a bottle of zeolite. Anything else I should suggest to her? I think I know what the answer is, but I just wanted to hear you say it. Well, remember, annual flu shots, the multi-dose flu shots have mercury in them. So, and they always have, and they've never removed the mercury from the multi-dose flu shots. So giving her some zeolite would be an incredible gift, because it would help to mobilize and get the mercury out. It's not going to get the polysorbate 80 out and some of the other things that are there, but it's a good start. You know, zeolite will help with, because it's absorbed into the bloodstream, and it will help to get that out of her system. I know that the bullying is still unbelievable. I mean, flu shots they've never shown to be any good. And I'm working through finishing this book that I hope will get out after the first of the year. And, you know, there's a quote in there from Anthony Fauci that actually Suzanne Humphreys has written the foreword to the book. And there's a quote in there from Anthony Fauci that from 2022 that he actually says, we know that flu shots don't work. We've known it all along that they don't work. And yet everybody gets one every single year because we've been so conditioned to get your flu shot. And think about it. When you go to the drugstore, you go to the pharmacy, there's signs everywhere. If you call in because you want to get a prescription or you want to even just know what hours they're open, the first message is flu shots are available now. We bully everyone into systematic poisoning. And so it, you know, not only do we have to detox from those sorts of things, they're now pushing the RSV shot. They're now pushing the COVID shot to get a booster for that. And I think that anybody that will continue to administer COVID booster shots, is a criminal. And they should be charged with assault. And if that person dies, they should be charged with second degree murder. Everything we know about these jabs now and what they're doing to people, it's just criminal. They should not be on the market. How many more Senate hearings do we have about this before they believe it? How many more people on the stage, you know, Ryan Cole, Peter McCullough, you know, Pierre Corey, you know, Paul Merrick, everybody else, all of us, me online, all these different people. How many more people do we need saying that these are not working and they're killing people? I mean, Steve Kirsch just put out a big report that he crunched a whole bunch of Medicare data and found that the all-cause mortality, yes, absolutely is through the roof. There's been more and more reports that have been coming out about the epidemic of turbo cancers in young people. So it's anybody who still pushes for that, I think they should be charged as a criminal. It won't ever happen, but that's just my opinion, and that's my thought. So Liz, I think that would be a great thing to give her. You maybe all want to give her something like Optimmune also with that, you know, Optimmune, because the flu shot isn't going to do anything to keep her from getting the flu. Really, it's not. So something like Optimmune, which may stimulate her immune system and give her some immune support from the quercetin, the zinc, the vitamin D, and things like that. those might be some lovely things that you can do for her. You know, these questions about binders keep coming up. Heather, I think that you posted something about binders in our group chat a couple of days ago. I'm not sure why it keeps coming up, but I will answer it again. Explain bentonite clay, charcoal, etc. Bentonite clay and charcoal absorb things that are in your gut. So that's why people generally have those things in their armamentarium in case they have something that looks like food poisoning, or they've accidentally gotten into something they shouldn't have eaten. But they are totally just absorb things in your gut. They are not, those binders, bentonite clay and charcoal, are not absorbed systemically, which is the difference between bentonite clay and charcoal in terms of a detox product, why it differs from zeolite, and particularly from the zeolite spray, the Pure Body Extra that we advocate for, because the zeolite spray, you know, when you spray it underneath your tongue, it's absorbed into your bloodstream. So it is binding things that are in your blood. And there's a process that, so they bind them. And I've used this example repeatedly, but it bears saying again, it's like the Chinese finger toys that you stick your finger in and then you can't quite get them out of that same finger toy. Well, that's what happens when the zeolite goes through your system and scoot like a basket and scoops up the metals and the persistent organic pollutants and the other things that are in there that it scoops up. And then it's irreversibly bound in that little basket, and it goes out through your stool or your urine. Another way that zeolite gets things out of your system, like fluoride. I just did a Substack on Saturday on fluoride in the water and how there's a ruling out of California now that the EPA really does have to make changes and either completely lower the dose or get it out of the water completely, which is what should happen, that there's a process called adsorption, which means it attacks like a magnet on the outside of the zeolite. And that's how fluoride and some of the other things are also removed from your body. So zeolite is a really important spray. We really like Touchstones because it's a spray. It's non-toxic. It's proven. For those of you that listened to the webinar I did a few months ago with Dr. Lee, who's a scientist that has researched zeolite for years, and he talked about it reversing renal failure, helping with Alzheimer's, just totally detoxing your body, because we talk about detox a lot. If you go to drtdetox.com, 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 you'll see sort of the gathering of products that we have there, because we live in this incredibly toxic world. And because we live in this toxic world, we are forever getting exposed through the air, the stuff they're spraying on us, through food. We're finding out, it seems like every day, sometimes I read all these different posts about, you know, they found another type of chemical or metal or something in our food. I mean, I'm feeling like, you know, really we're getting to the place where we just have to eat fruits and vegetables that we grow. So they know there's not stuff sprayed on them, glyphosate. We know the soil, the quality of the soil we grow them in. We have to get our own chickens and eat, know what we're feeding the chickens, and eat our own eggs. Our own, if we need to go together and form a collaborative to get pure milk, and also for our kids, and also know your ranchers, so you know where the meat is coming from, how that animal is raised, the number of vaccines, if any, that it gets, what that animal is actually fed. If it's corn finished, is it non-GMO corn? It's like, for the first time, I think that we have the whole quality of our food issue has just absolutely been in the forefront of everybody's consciousness. Now, I think that that's a really good thing. And I think we should be conscious about what we're eating and where our food's coming from. And, you know, I watched the whole, yesterday was probably one of the most non-productive days of my life. I really, you know, I usually when I'm listening to things, you know, my setup here is I've got my laptop computer here and I've got two side screens on either side so I can put things open in various places when I'm working. And my computer system downstairs is similar. So many times when I'm listening to videos or YouTube things or stuff like that, you know, they're kind of like having music on in the background. And I'm just sort of kind of half listening to it. Well, I spent all day yesterday watching the Rescue America program. I mean, it was good. The speakers were really, really good. And there was a gal there, see, I can find her name. Her name's Vani Deva Hari. She goes by Food Babe. And she was one of the speakers there. And she had actual examples of boxes of cereal. Like there was a box of Cheerios. And she said, this is what's in America with all these toxins, all these colors, all these dyes. And here's a box of Cheerios from Canada. And they use beet juice and orange juice and things like that to color instead of these dyes. And she had a whole series of things like that. And I think that we are more conscious of our food now than ever. my personal opinion about that is, yes, we should be conscious about what goes in our mouth, but we're never going to be able to avoid everything. I mean, even she was saying that, you know, she's advocating for these big food companies to treat the United States of America and their customers here the same as they do in Canada and Europe. And she said there's 1,200 or there's actually 3,000 food additives that go into our food here. She said something like there was 1,200 that were approved in the United States for certain foods and only in 400 in Canada. And I'm like, why do we even need those 400? But she's really an advocate. I don't know if some of you followed her or know she is. She said she goes by Food Bag, Food Babe, B-A-B-E. I'm assuming that that's probably on Facebook, maybe on Instagram. But I also feel like we can get a little too paranoid about it. We're never going to be able to eliminate. We live in a, you know, better living by chemistry world that started in the 50s. Everything. And I think that our bodies are resilient. Our livers know what to do if we continue to give them the nutrient, our liver, the nutrients that it needs to detox, like the zeolite spray we're talking about, like NAC, milk thistle, ashwagandha. Occasionally do a liver cleanse to like clean out your liver. It's like changing the filter in your car, which is your liver is your filter. So if you change your oil and change your filter in your car, occasionally you should do a bit of a liver cleanse to clean out your liver so it works better. Putting in things like Cardio Miracle. Cardio Miracle is just an amazing product because not only does it help with cardiac things, it now has extra glutathione in it orally. It has lion's mane in it to clean things out and to support your immune system. So if we continually help our livers and our liver and our kidneys, the toxic soup world that we live in, you're going to run into it. You know, it's like I travel a fair amount. Thank the Lord I'm back to traveling again that I couldn't do for the last year. So I'm going and speaking at conferences and going to events. But what do you eat on an airplane or in an airport if you've got a 4.5 hour layover, or if you are in a hotel, or if you're going to a conference that has a banquet, that's your meal? I mean, unless you're going to cart all of your food with you, I know that some people do that. I mean, Robert Scott Bell is famous for that. I've known Robert for a really long time, probably close to 20 years. And he, when he goes into, we were talking about this the last time that we were together, and I did a short broadcast for his show. I remember, and this was quite a few years ago, like maybe 10 years ago, that he was at an event and he had a studio set up in his hotel room. And he was asking people to come up if they wanted to do a little clip that was either pre-recorded or live on his show, to come up to his hotel room because he had the studio set up and he had speakers and all this other thing. So I remember when I went up to his room and his room was loaded with food, I mean, it looked like going to BJ's. Because he was going to be there for a week. And I said, is this normal for you, Robert? And he said, oh, yeah, it's the first thing I do. When I get to a place and I check into my hotel, I find out where Whole Foods or Trader Joe's or someplace is that I go and I stock up for food for the week. I've trained myself to be really good at fasting, so I just don't eat any of that stuff. I think that's admirable. I think that to be able to live like that and to know your life and your food, and you do that with such rigor, I think that's admirable. I don't think that's real life for most of us. And so I kind of operate my life from life is the 80-20 rule. If I eat clean and detox and do the things that I need to do, take NAC, take milk, this will clean out my liver, do exercise, things like that for as best as I can. For 80% of the time, the 20% of the time that I'm at a banquet or I'm at somebody else's house or I have to eat something on an airplane, I feel like our bodies are resilient. So the more that you can do that, the better. Just, I would suggest don't be too hyper paranoid about it. But if that's what you, where you want to be and that's how you want to live, I guess that's okay. So bentonite clay and charcoal are for detoxing and absorbing things in your gut. Zeolite is for getting rid of stuff in your bloodstream. There's another question. What test is important one gets at the annual blood test? I take several. Oh, I think that's supposed to say tubes. Doctors take several tubes and do they use all the blood? They do use all the blood, but not what you see coming out of your arm into the tube. Because what comes out of the arm into your tube is red cells, white cells, serum, cytokines, all that stuff. So that's why they centrifuge those tubes so that the cells go to the bottom of the tube. And what they really test is the clear amount at the top. It's the serum. So they generally test your electrolytes, calcium, magnesium, lipids. And then there's thousands of tests that you can get. Literally, if you've ever seen the Quest book, it's probably this thick of all the different tests and what they are and things like that. So it's important to get the blood tests that are specific to your health. We use a company at TIMC called Vibrant America. And Vibrant America tests your blood for 42 or 45 different nutrients in your system. And it doesn't just test your serum. It also tests your red blood cells for red blood cell, magnesium, and zinc. It tests your white blood cells that act like little sponges as they circulate through your system. And they give the white blood cell test gives you what your steady state has been over the last 4 months. The serum tells you what you ate yesterday. So if you're just getting a serum test for vitamins and minerals, it's not very accurate and you need something bigger. I'm not sure if Vibrant America has a direct-to-consumer ability. I'm not really sure. We just use it in our office, but it's Vibrant America. You might want to look that up. Maybe it's something that you can order the kit and go to Quest, have your blood drawn and centrifuge, and you can send it off to Vibrant America. I'm not really sure about that. But yes, they take a lot of tubes. I've sometimes been and gotten my blood drawn that they've taken 13 to 15 tubes at a time. Now, each tube is about a teaspoon. So they're not bleeding you to death. And the sum total is maybe a half a cup. It's not a lot. So you don't have to worry about, oh my gosh, are they taking too much blood? And here's a question from Andrea. Is it true that the unvaxxed only receives the symptoms from those that are virally shedding? Andrea, I'm going to ask you to repost that question because I don't quite understand what you're asking me. Post it and I'll try to get back to it at the end because I don't quite understand that. Lisa asked, how is the palladium blanket working? It's working great. I've slept on it now. It's Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday night for 5 nights. And I bought this blanket. We offer it on our website. It's called the Wellness Blanket. Our affiliate code is DRT10, which means that you can get 10. If you use our affiliate code DRT10 at checkout, you will get 10% off. of, and there are three different sizes. There's a king size, a queen size, and a smaller blanket that you can use for travel. It's working great. I mean, I've got mine laid out flat underneath my fitted sheet. And each night that I sleep on it, it's like my sleep gets better. I don't know how else to explain it than that. I feel like my sleep is really deep. Like when I wake up in the morning, after I've been asleep for about 7 hours, I just feel like it takes me a little bit longer in the morning to wake up than what I have in the past, because I'm coming from a much deeper sleep. I'm still getting up once in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. I'm hoping that that will stop. I go right back to sleep immediately, and I just feel my sleep is really deep. So one of the things that I did, I talked to the gal who sells these, who makes them and sells them. And she says that she tells people to put it underneath your fitted sheet for the first week, and then buy a cotton or linen duvet and slip this inside. Like you take the blanket and slip it inside it like it's like a pillowcase. And then lay on the blanket, and then take the other half of the blanket and wrap it around you. So I just bought a duvet. I'm going to try it. I'm kind of trying everything right now. I'm just trying to go through things to get rid of the residual things that I have from the stroke and to improve my health. So I just bought a duvet from MyPillow.com. As you know, we're affiliates with MyPillow. And MyPillow has over 200 different products inside of its store. We promote whatever their special is kind of going on in the month. But MyPillow.com is, our affiliate code is DRT if you buy things over there. So I went to MyPillow.com and I bought a duvet. And so it should come today or tomorrow, I think. And then I'm gonna try that. I'm going to try to slide that blanket, because it's really thin. It's not very heavy. And I'm going to put it inside the duvet, and I'm going to lay on half of it, because even though I have a king size bed, I bought a queen size blanket, because nobody sleeps on the other side of my bed. It's just me. And so I put it, I'm going to lay in it and then wrap it around me. Now I'm going to be gone for the next couple of days. So I don't plan to take it with me. I'm going to a really great Christian conference down in Columbus, Ohio for a couple of days, but it really seems to be working. And I don't have as much pain in my hip when I get up in the morning, and I seem to be a little bit more flexible. And again, it's only been 5 days. So if you are interested in getting one of those blankets, Cookie put the code up there. If you go to thewellnessblanket.com, we also have it in our store, and use the affiliate code DRT for 10% off. I don't think you'll be disappointed. I think these things are really amazing. I know Lee Merritt also uses them, and she promotes them on her podcast. So it's really, really good. So it's there in the shop. You can see it down at the bottom. It's way at the bottom because it's the most recent thing that we've added. Or you can go to thewellnessblanket.com, use DRT10. And to me, it's been really amazing, surprisingly amazing. I had no idea, you know, other than the thing that I talked about, for those of you that missed it, I talked about it on Critically Thinking on Thursday night, because I had just received it in the mail when I was at Brian Artis's conference. She had a booth there and had a chair, and you sat in the chair and you just wrapped the blanket around you. And I sat there for about 15, maybe 20 minutes while she was talking to me and telling me about the blanket and how they're made and how this whole thing was discovered. And they come from a Russian technology, and she's one of only two people in the country that is licensed to sell these. And so I just listened for 20 minutes. Then when I got up, I said to her, should I feel anything different? She said, see how you feel in the morning. And my sleep that night was amazing. I woke up without hardly any pain. So that's why I decided to buy one, to get one. And the one story that she told me that I thought was pretty amazing was, she said that she had a customer that bought a blanket, a king size blanket, and put it on the bed underneath the fitted sheet and didn't tell her husband. She just put it on there and she didn't tell her husband. And after about a week, her husband said to her, I don't know what's different, but I've just gotten the best sleep this week that I can even remember. I just feel like I'm getting really deep sleep, and I wake up and I feel rested. And so, and then she started to chuckle, and she told him, well, this is what I did, and this is what's happening. And I thought that was a pretty interesting a testimonial. So anyways, if you want to try it, Cookies put the links up there that you can try. And so far for me, it seems to be working. Now, another thing that I just got, and again, I just got it. Oh, when did I get this? Maybe 5 days ago. I got an under the desk peddler. Bought it from Amazon. It was on sale. It was $199 on sale for $119. So I thought that was a pretty good deal. And it's pretty cool. And I was concerned that it was going to be too high and that my knees were going to be bumping on the bottom of my desk. But they don't. It's only 7 inches high. And it's got two modes. And one mode is that you can pedal the pedals. And the other mode is that you can turn it on and it continues to pedal. So it pedals you. So your legs are moving, even though it's the machine that's moving you. And there's all kinds of different settings on it, fast and slow and timing and all kinds of things. Because I thought, you know, I sit here all day long, most of the day, except if I get out and take Tegan for a ride. And so I wanted to get some exercise in. And so just in 5 days, you know, when I first started it, when I would do my own pedaling and be like, ooh, this is a lot. Well, just in 5 days, I noticed such a difference. My muscles are stronger in my legs. So like I said, I'm doing a lot of different things to for health and to see how they work. But if you have a sitting job and you're sitting at a desk a lot, it might be good for you to get an under the desk peddler and to pedal. I remember this was years ago now. Well, Kevin's been gone 10 years. So this was 15 years ago. We had gone to Arizona to visit his one brother and his family. And his brother's wife, who was my favorite sister-in-law, worked for Wells Fargo. She had a job in security pretty high up. She managed teams all over the world. And she sat at a desk like 12 hours a day is what she did. And so she decided to get an under the desk peddler. So while she was sitting there on Zooms and phone calls and all these different things all day long, she would just be peddling, you know, hours at a time, just slow peddling, not real fast, just continual peddling. She lost 25 pounds doing that. 25 pounds. And she did. She said, I didn't change my diet. And she said that after she got, you know, more exercised by this little peddler, she and Colin would go out, you know, at night and maybe they would walk around the block. But it was, she says the only thing that she changed was that she just did this peddling all day long while she was sitting at her desk, and and she lost 25 pounds. I thought, well, good for your heart, good for your muscles, and lose weight. I'm in, I'm going to try it. So that might be something worth looking at. Rena asked, do I suggest to get a hair sample tested? Hair sample testing is really, in my opinion, has always been controversial. And it really depends on the lab that does the testing. There have been a lot of studies that have been published, unofficial things that have been published, that they take two hair samples from the same person and they send them to two separate labs and get completely different readings back. Completely different. And they've done things like they've taken two hair samples from the same person and send them to the same lab under two different names and get completely different results back. So I know that there are a lot of people that really believe in hair testing. I know that it's a mainstay in a lot of naturopaths and chiropractic practices. I would just say ask a lot of questions. Know a lot about the lab. Why did they decide, you know, the person who's actually doing these things, why did they choose those particular labs? And have they seen any of those studies that have been done that show such differing results from the same person's hair? So I would say ask a lot of questions before you invest in it. They're generally not real expensive, but, you know, the amount of money that you spend and the results you get is only as good as the lab. So ask a lot of questions about that. Um, Jillian asked, is there anything for nerve pain? I don't know about low dose naltrexone for nerve pain. And I'm not familiar with essential oils. I have a couple up in my cupboard that I use, like oregano oil and clove oil. But I know there are books this thick and catalogs even bigger about essential oils. It's not anything that I've ever delved into. I believe in them, and I know that people who have studied them and used them are really good at them. And if you want to talk about essential oils, you should speak to someone who really understands them, knows about the combinations, knows what they're good for. It's not anything that I've studied. The nerve pain, I would want to know what's causing the nerve pain and not just try to get something to cover it up. Get down to the root cause and find out where the pain is coming from and see if something can be done with that. Do you think the palladium blanket is something that our body will get used to, or does it lose effect? What she recommends and what is recommended with this blanket is that once every about 3 or 4 months, you're not supposed to get it wet. You can't throw it in the washer. So that's why they say to put it underneath your fitted sheet or to put it inside of a duvet, even if you want to put it inside of the duvet, because you can take the duvet off, which is kind of acting like a pillowcase, and you can wash that, but you're not to get the blanket wet because it loses everything that it does. But what she recommends is about once every 3 or 4 months to take the blanket and take it either outside or put it in front of a window in full sunlight for a couple of hours. And somehow the energy charges. Now, I don't know how this affects our electromagnetic fields. I don't know if it blocks out the EMFs and that's why we sleep better. I don't know if it, what it's supposed to do, is to balance the pH in our bodies. And so if your pH is balanced, and it takes down your acidity, because it's being acidic that lends itself to chronic pain and arthritis and candida overgrowth and all kinds of things. Acidity will perpetuate osteopenia and osteoporosis. So it's supposed to balance and bring down the acidity in your body. So that's how they say that it can last forever. You know, Lee Merritt tells a funny story. I talked to her at Dr. Artis's conference about that she had bought one of these blankets. And so it was like 3 or 4 months and she had put it outside to charge it, to put it in the sunlight. And it started to rain and the blanket got wet. So she said, I bought another one because you're not supposed to get it wet. So that's what you do to recharge it. It doesn't apparently lose its effect. Okay, so the re-question here is, does viral shedding mean the unvaxxed have the vaccine the same as the person who took the shot? Well, if you follow any of Dr. Anna's work, you know, she's written a lot. I get her emails, and I don't always read them because they're really long, and it's just a time thing. You know, her research is good. And when she talks about the nanobots and the graphene oxide and her research, how oral EDTA, which we have in our store that I take it every day, it's called Chelex, Chelex. It's in our store. The oral DTA plus the oral EDTA plus vitamin C have been shown to disrupt some of this nanobot technology. They've shown it under the microscope. So I'm still not 100% huge believer in dark field microscopy, but I think it has its place and it's demonstrating things that we're not seeing otherwise. So will you get the same symptoms? Maybe. My cycle story says that, you know, that's the published paper by Dr. Christian Northrup and Jim Thorpe and Dr. Biss and all these different people that showed that when you were around people and they were shedding or transmitting something, it caused a disruption in menstrual cycles. So something is happening, but that's why we call it transmission and not shedding. And what I tried 4 years ago to really, 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 really get people to understand. But the train had left the station on that one, and people were not giving up their word shedding, even though that's not what happens. They're transmitting something, because in true shedding, you get that. So if you have a chickenpox vaccine and the live virus from the chickenpox vaccine gets shed on somebody else, they get chickenpox. They don't get the mumps. They get chickenpox. If you're around somebody that's recently vaccinated, now they're talking about more boosters. So we're going to be exposed again, which if you're out of your ivermectin, please go get some, have it on board. If you're going to go to family gatherings, if you're on an airplane, if you're at a conference where you may be mixed people of vaccinated and unvaccinated people, make sure you're taking your ivermectin. If you're from the state of Ohio, you can call and get your prescription removed through my office, through Tenpenny Integrated Medical Center. We have prescribed thousands of prescriptions of ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. If your doctor won't do it, you can't find another source. If you're in the state of Ohio, you must be from the state of Ohio, because the people that work there are only licensed in the state of Ohio. But you can call Tenpenny Integrated Medical Center, which is 440-239-3438 for those that are listening online, 440-239-3438, and get your prescription for ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. We set up an appointment for you. It's a short little 30-minute telemedicine consult, and you can renew your prescriptions for a year. Well, we're coming into cold and flu season now. It's getting colder. Ivermectin is good for a lot of things, not just for COVID. I think that it's good for blocking a lot of other viruses. It's certainly, more and more, getting more and more press about treatments of cancer. I've always thought that ivermectin works better for prevention, and hydroxychloroquine works better for treatment. That's been my own personal experience, and I've seen it in some of my friends and family and patients when I was still seeing patients. So you can get your prescriptions renewed, but something is transmitted. You don't get COVID. You get one of 1,200 different things that Pfizer has talked about and knew that they were there. So you're really not getting, it's not the same thing as getting the same thing as the person who took the shot. I hope that squares that up for you. My goodness, this is a long question. I can't answer anything that's really super personal like this. Let me see if I can pick anything out of here. I don't think Lyme's disease is caused by a bacteria spread by a tick. So I don't believe that Lyme disease is transmitted or goes from person to person by shedding. Again, it's not my area of expertise. You said in your note here, you live 300 meters, which is 1,000 feet, away from a 5G tower, and that could be causing some of your symptoms of the face pain, ears, and in your jaw. So I would find, if you live in Spain, I believe that, I'm not sure that EMF Sol goes to Spain. I don't know, I'm not sure if that's it, but there are probably local companies there that help with EMF blocking. That might be some of the things that you need to do to rid yourself of Lyme disease. It's not anything that I generally talk about, because I've never treated Lyme disease in the practice. And so I've never really delved into treatments of Lyme disease. I just know that overall health, like we've already been talking about with detoxing, and getting stuff out of your system, is probably the best way to go, and to figure out, since you live in Spain, to figure out ways to turn off your power and things like that. I think that's it. Cookie, are there any questions over on Rumble?
I have nothing on Rumble today.
Nothing on Rumble today. Okay. So anybody else got any last minute questions here while we close out for today? Cookie, Michelle, Heather, anything else that you want to add?
Nope. If you give me one sec, I'll check one of the chats just to make sure that we're not missing anything. Nope. I think we're good.
Good. Well, I see that we're getting more and more people that are joining us here on our Tuesday morning chat. And we, you know, these get posted on my Substack, dr10penny.substack.com, usually by this afternoon. Sometimes it goes up tomorrow. So that you can listen to it again, and we get a lot more downloads and things there. But it's important for us to know that what we're doing is making a difference. And I have my whole team doing this. It takes time and all these different things that we're doing. And so we need to know that it's of value to your life, and it's something that you want us to continue. And, we're thinking after the first of the year, we're already going to be making some changes to some of the things that we're doing. And we're looking for your feedback in terms of what would you like us to do more of or less of, where, you know, is it a different time of day? You know that we do This Week with Dr. T every Monday morning at 9 o'clock. Some of those interviews are just spectacular. And I've got an interview with JP Sears coming up here in another week or two, which is going to be really, really good. And some of the things, and one of the things that we did yesterday, it will air next Monday, is a interview that I did with Chris Burgard, who's the publisher, who's the executive producer of a movie called The War on Truth. I'm not much of a movie person. I mean, it's a lot for me to sit through 2 hours of a movie when I've got 10 other things going on at the same time. But when I watched that in prep for the interview that I did with Chris, it's a jaw dropper. It's about the really what happened, boots on the ground, what happened at January 6th, what you're not being told. The first question I asked him when I did the interview with him was, where did you get those video clips? There's so much there that has never been seen before. And he said, well, Dr. Tenpenny, that's a great question, but if I told you, I'd have to kill you. So, the things that he's done, they just had a showing in Congress. And some of the Congress people that came up to him afterwards and said, this makes me so angry. Why is it that I had to learn about these things by watching a movie? Why isn't it that my own people in my own agencies and our own government agencies isn't bringing this forward? And so everybody needs to watch it. I mean, it's called The War on Truth. You can find it at hisglory.tv. It's $7 to watch it, which is a great donation for His Glory TV and for Chris Berglund and the work that he's done. And I went through the entire gamut of emotions while I watched that film. I went from being really angry to being very, very sad at the way the government is treating American citizens. And they're being put in prison, federal prison, for 7 to 10 years over a misdemeanor, which has never been done in this country before. I was really sad. I was really angry. I was kind of felt a little bit of hopeless, like, wow, how do we ever get out of this? And then I was uplifted and hopeful in some of the suggestions of things that we can do. So please go and watch that movie. Go to hisglory.tv or hisglory.me.me, which we are now putting our happy hour with Dr. T broadcast there. And also our Thursday broadcast, our four-part series, are there on Friday night. And our happy hour with Dr. T is there at 7 o'clock on Tuesdays. You can watch it through our live cast at all the places that we broadcast at 6 o'clock on Tuesday. And then at 7 o'clock on Tuesday, it is broadcast on His Glory. So it's hisglory.me is where you can find it. So with that, I really want to thank everybody for being here today. This is challenging times for everyone. And I'm glad to see a couple of you posted over things about being new here. And it's really important thank you for coming. The more that we can have in here, the more that we can share, the better it will be. The more questions I get that are really, really good. A big shout out to my staff for spending the time doing all this. It's Michelle and Diane and Cookie and Heather, and then Amanda, who does all the different postings in various different places, and Patricia, who's very quiet and is very behind the scenes, but a lot of the videos that I do, the little daily little video that I've been doing lately, the little 2-minute thing that I've been putting up, or the a lot of the post-production videos on Happy Hour with Dr. T and with This Week with Dr. T, a lot of that production work is done by Patricia and Solon behind the scenes. So a big shout out to them and anybody else I missed. Missy, for taking care of the books, all the people at our ECP clinics, and thank you so much for making our ECP event out in California last week such a raging success. And we're doing better in Cleveland. And so anybody that's in Cleveland, please come and check out our ECP. You can get a free 10-minute session on the beds. Just call and book your appointment. So with that, I want to thank everybody again for being here this morning. I like doing these live events. I think they're really kind of fun. I feel like we can cover a lot of ground, and the more questions we have, the better. So with that, I want to close out with one of my favorite verses from the Bible. I close all my broadcasts with, whether they are live or pre-recorded, which is Romans 12:12. Rejoice in hope, be patient in trouble, and be persistent in prayer. So until the next time, till I see you here next week, same place, same kind. Trust God, lean into God, really trust and hold on to him now as we go into this really bumpy time between now and the election and the up year ahead. And for that, I want to say goodbye to everybody. Thanks for everybody's help. So goodbye and God bless.
Zeolite is a detox spray. We work specifically with a company called Touchstone Essentials. They are an incredible company. We've been working with them now for several years. And zeolite is a mineral that goes through your body like a one-way basket. It will clean out heavy metals such as arsenic and mercury, aluminum, cadmium, and it hooks onto those metals from a one-way perspective. So once it's bound, it goes out through your urine or your stools and doesn't get redeposited in other places. Everybody needs to have a detox product in their life, and this one is so easy to use, and it's so safe. You can take it when you're pregnant. You can take it when you're nursing. You can give it to little children. You can even give it to infants, and quite frankly, I give it to my dog. I actually put a little bit of the zeolite in his water, because until we all stop living in a toxic world, we all need to get some of those extra toxicities out, the heavy metals, the persistent organic pollutants, the things that are floating through the air, the different things that we come in touch within our environment. And we are a big fan of zeolite from Touchstone Essentials. We've been a big, big, big fan of their products for several years.
Go to drtenpenny.com/detox to get your first bottle of zeolite spray for $50 off.
We also have an apparel line on our store that has just the best things. In fact, I go and shop at my own store. I mean, I really do go and buy stuff out of my own store. They have t-shirts and sweatshirts and cups and mugs and totes. We've got a great designer. We're always adding new things all the time. And either one of those two product lines, either our private label supplements, our Opti line, the white bottles with the green leaves on it, or with the apparel store, and they're two separate stores. They do not have a single shopping cart. It's like you go in one store and get your groceries and you go to the other store and get your shoes. Well, these are two separate stores, but you can use the same affiliate code. If you use the code podcast, when you go to the checkout, you can get 10% off on everything you buy every time you go to the store. Gold and silver always has value. It never goes to zero. And it's a great place to store your wealth. It's a great place to have it for inheritance, for your children, for your grandchildren. And when you can actually get the coins itself, when you can actually do that, you can actually even have a coin collection. I think that some of the older Walking Liberty silver dollars are just amazing, that come from the early 1900s. And I think that everybody should have some of those, not only for history, but as a place to protect your wealth, protect your money going forward. It never goes to zero. Like our paper fiat money with hyperinflation and the things that we may be seeing in the future, our dollar could literally go to zero. It could be worth nothing. You might not even be able to barter with it, but you will always have value in gold and silver. You'll always be able to eat with it. You'll be able to trade with it. And it's a great place to store your wealth. Particular company that we work with, because we really, again, trust their product. We believe that this company has a high level of integrity, and they are great with customer service. To learn more, go to bit.ly/gold-silver-drt. That's bit.ly/gold-silver-drt.